Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. September 21st homework.
Yeah,
okay.
That was the second one.
That was the second one. Do you have anything
have
else?
The other ones because I have the homework right here.
Because
I wasn't here last week.
So who's...
This one is for the Muthanna and the...
Yeah.
This one is...
This is Ahmed Rashid.
Adam
Rashid.
And this is the Majrur Mansoor.
No, you just have different homework.
It's just different one.
Like the last week.
Yeah, because they are similar.
Yeah. And you're just sitting there.
Okay. Now we're going to do the homework for you. Okay? This homework today. I'm going to assist you with it. Not everything, but pick a few words. The few words are... Yeah, who did the homework today? Can I have it? All right. Is it front and back?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's start with katib. The word katib. Katib. Katib.
Katib.
Okay. Let's bring the female version. What would be the female version?
Katibat.
Katibat. So this is one male.
Katibat.
One male. One male is katib. Dai. One female is what?
Katiba.
Katiba. All right? You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say two males.
The male is Katiban.
Katiban.
Yeah.
Or Katibin. Now, what did we do to get the double?
Alif Noon or
Ya Noon. Right? So, two males is... Katib, and then the different color, Katiban, Katiban, you see, and two females,
Katibatan,
mashallah, Katibatan. So we added Alif Noon. And what happened to the Ta' Marbuta? Turn it into a Ta'. Katibatan. You got it? Now, this one also, there is a form called Katib. Katibain. Katibain. And here, Katibatain. Just add the rule. The rule is either adding Y noon, Ya noon, or Alif noon. Katiba. Katibain. And Katibatain. So katibatayn. Okay. So if we do tashkeel, katib, katiba, katiban, katibatan, katibayn, katiba, katibatayn. Katibatayn. Now, Let's do the plural. Who knows what the plural for the female for? Let's get to somebody else. For the male form. Regular standard, like regular plural. For the male version. Katibun and katibain. Katibun or katibin. So, three plus males. Katibain is double. Katibain is double, which is three right here. So, three male is then katibun. Katibun. Okay. How about three plus female? Katibat. So here, what's the rule? The rule we added Waw Noon. Katibun. And the rule for three plus female is? Alif Ta. Are you with us? Following us? Can you check your homework as we go? Check your homework. And here, Katibun. Katibun. Or Katibin. The other form is Katibin. Right? So
Katibin is plural.
No. Plural, standard plural. Look, the tashkil, the tashkil would be different. Katiba, katibin, katibin, katibin. And the there's katibun and there is katibin. This is katibain. This one is katibain. This is katibin. Yes. Katibin. Done. So, katibin. Katibin. So that's a standard. That's a standard. So this one. Now, how about three females? Katibat, mashallah. Katibat. Here we just add the alif ta. And katibat. Okay. Now, let's put them in the marfu', mansub, and majrur form. Do we have majzum for names?
No.
Good job. So, let's. You remember, Arabic is forward, from right to left. So, I'm going to say one male, one female, two male, three plus male. Three plus female. One male, one female, two male. Two female, we forgot two female.
Is that in this class, I don't think.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Arabic class. No, he's not here.
Is he supposed to be here?
He's not here? No. I don't have him in the rosters. So check with the secretary, she will tell you.
Okay.
This secretary in that office.
What time will he be here? Second period?
Second period will be room 1.
Room 1.
Yeah. Okay. 2 female, 3 plus male. 3 plus female. Okay. What is the marfu' form? Marfu'. If you have to select between, if we select the one male, then what would be the marfu' form? Katib. So the marfu' form is for. What is the marfu' form for singular? Dhamma, yes. So this marfu' form is going to be what? Katibu. That's right. Katibu. Katibu. So katibu is مرفوع بالضمة. So the single noun is مرفوع بالضمة. Means what? The sign of مرفوع is ضمة, which is this one. This one. Okay? Do you see this on the end? That is marfu'. Okay? Katibu. Or katibun. It doesn't matter. So katibu, marfu' bil-dhamma. Now, one female. Katiba. So marfu' bil-dhamma. So katiba. Katibatu. Masha'Allah. Katiba.
Wait,
two. So it is
Katiba.
Two. And that's the.
Wouldn't it be Katibatun?
Katibatu. Or Katibatun. Both are fine. Okay. Either one Dhamma or two Dhammas. Okay? This is Katibatu. So that's Marfu'. What's the sign of marfu'? Marfu' bil-dhamma. You got that part? Okay. Yes, definitely. It's noisy. Thank you. Thank you for thinking about that. Okay, so al-mufrad marfu' bil-dhamma. Al-ism al-mufrad marfu' bil-dhamma. Say with me. Al-ism al-mufrad marfu' bil-dhamma. Al-ism al-mufrad, whether it's male or female. Al-ism al-mufrad marfu' bil-dhamma. So, al-ism al-mufrad. So these two are called al-ism al-mufrad. So when I say, what is your name? Al-ism al-mufrad. Al-ism al-mufrad. We call it in the English singular noun. Good. الاسم المفرد الاسم المفرد مرفوع بالضمة whether it's male or female الاسم المفرد مرفوع بالضمة whether it is mudhakkar or muannath. You got it? Can you repeat that? Mufrad. Bidhamma. Okay, whether it is male or can I get you to say it? Can I get you to say it? Marfu. Whether it's male or female. Can you say it?
Al-ism al-marfu'.
Al-ism al-mufrad.
Al-ism al-mufrad marfu'a bid-dhamma mu'annath.
Whether it is male or female. You got that rule? Are you going to forget it?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's say rule. الاسم المفرد. This is the rule to remember. You're supposed to memorize these rules. الاسم المفرد مرفوع بالضمة مذكر أو مؤنث. الاسم المفرد مرفوع بالضمة مذكر أو مؤنث. So that's rule. I need you to have a page for rules, empty page for rules. You know, like do like this. Do like this. You know, like come here somewhere.
Like in the back.
Yeah, maybe in the back here. And write down the rule. So anytime I want, I will refer you back to the rules. So the rule: al-ism al-mufrad marfu' bil bil-dhamma, whether it's male or female. Okay. How about mansub? Mansub form. How about mansub form? Mansub form, katiba, or katiba, katiba. So the rule number two, the second rule is al-ism al-mufrad مرفوع منصوب بالكسرة. I'm sorry, منصوب بالفتحة. الاسم المفرد منصوب بالفتحة. So الاسم المفرد منصوب بالفتحة. So we can here say. So we can say here كاتب. كاتبة. 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 You got it? The rule is it's منصوب بالفتحة. And this one is, you know, it is al mufrad mansub bil fatha.
So,
this is
the same thing except also for mansub is fatha.
Exactly. It is for mansub, so mansub it is fatha. So it is ka ti ba. Katiba. الاسم المنصوب الاسم المفرد منصوب بالفتحة So that is the second rule. الاسم المفرد منصوب بالفتحة. This is the second rule. The third rule is, so let's say one female is so one female is katiba or katibata katiba if you stop or katibata, so it's going to be mansub. This one is mansub bil fatha. Do you see this? So katibat, okay, what are we going to do? Mansub or bil fatha or what? According to this rule, fatha. So here is it mudakkar aw muannath. So the second rule is grammar are rules. You need to memorize these rules. الاسم المفرد منصوب بالفتحة مذكر or مؤنث. Okay? So الاسم المفرد منصوب بالفتحة مذكر or مؤنث. So this is كاتبة. So, كاتبتين, كاتبتي. See, it is, I'm sorry, كاتبتا. You have to memorize these rules. Otherwise, without memorization, you won't be able to do the grammar. So, katibata. Got it? So the rule is al-ism al-mufrad mansub bil-fatha mudhakkar aw mu'annath. Okay. Then, let's do the last form, which is majrur. So what's the last form?
Majroor.
Hania? Yes. Last form, majroor.
Which is kasra.
Kasra, mashallah.
Katibi.
Yes.
Then
katibati. So katibi. Katibati. And this is the form. So, basically, the singular name so we can say مرفوع بالضمة if we want to combine these rules together. Say مرفوع بالضمة منصوب بالفتحة and مجرور بالكسرة. You got it? So that's the rule about الاسم المفرد. مذكر or مؤنث. مذكر or مؤنث. You got that part?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's now move to the Muthanna.
Where is the TA? No, where?
She has a commitment. I think she's camping.